Alt NPR.
Hi, welcome to What Would Rob Do, a podcast that peers into life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Mike Pesca, and with me, of course, is Rob Sachs. How's it going, Rob?
Very well. Thanks, Mike. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. What are we talking about this week?
Well, this week we're going to talk about how to survive a night out at the karaoke bar.
All right. So start off. What's the main thing to know?
Well, I actually called an expert on this one. His name is Michael Sakuda, and he's known as Karaoke Mike over
at... Oh, I was going to say, not Karaoke Mike.
Yes, Karaoke Mike.
Oh, okay.
He's actually a karaoke DJ, or as they say, KJ, as in karaoke jockey, at the Brass Monkey, a popular karaoke bar here in Los Angeles. And here's what he told me.
Stick with songs that are more familiar to you. I mean, the one that you probably sing the most. You know, and then work your way from there.
So stick with what you know. And what I would like to add on to that, stick with the easy, slow songs. So something like Say You, Say Me by Lionel Richie, or I Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore. You know who that is?
That's REO Speedwagon. Do you know how they get their name?
No, how do they get their name? Enlighten me.
It's named after a fire truck. I know a lot of Kevin Cronin trivia, but that's okay. Go ahead.
What about St. Elmo's Fire? How'd that come around?
St. Elmo's Fire is actually a religious myth, in a way, that he was supposedly consumed by some sort of aura. I could see your man in motion. Is that a good song to sing, St. Elmo's Fire?
That's another good one.
Across the wildest sea. I always conjure Rob Lowe when I think of that.
I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but I think, is Ali Sheedy in that one?
Yeah, it was a big, sheedy vehicle. You got your Judd Nelsons, you got your Estevez's. Anyway, totally off the point. Let's get back to karaoke.
Okay, well, so you want to do a slow song, but
okay.
Here's another thing that KJ Mike told me was maybe try a sing-along song. His number one pick for that would be Sweet Caroline. You know, Neil Diamond's Ode to Caroline, my first cousin. She, yeah, no, this song is the karaoke standard. I mean, just think about it. It lends itself so well to the sing-along. Watch, I'll try it out. Sweet Caroline.
I don't want to say it. I don't. Bum, bum, bum.
You're
I just much, had to say
it's
it.
It's pretty much programmed into you. You have to do the bum, 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 right?
Yeah.
The other thing he was saying to me was you might want to pull up a friend there and do a duet. I Got You, Babe is a great one.
That's
Summer Nights from Greece. Everyone loves that song, and again, they're all going to know that. And I've actually tried out Total Eclipse of the Heart, the Bonnie Tyler version. I like
not the Vicky French version.
No,
right?
I like the Bonnie.
She discoed it up a little.
Yeah, I don't like that. Gets too crazy for me.
But that's right. That I think the Bonnie Tyler version is probably a little slower, which fits in with what you were saying. Slow, steady, stick to what you know.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. Those are, you talked about some songs that are go-tos, some songs that, like Pavlov, inspire as almost an unconscious response, your Sweet Carolines. You didn't say it, but maybe I would add your Moni Mones to that list, right?
That's a good one.
What should you stay away from?
Okay, so what you want to stay away from are a couple things. First off, the fast stuff. People think that they can be rappers and do that Baby Got Back song. You might get through that first verse.
Right.
You know, about, I like big butts, then you're going to start to fall. It's going to hurt. Crash and burn. The other thing KJ Mike was telling me was watch out for songs that are just a little bit too tricky.
Things like Led Zeppelin, you know, where the vocals are like out of most people's ranges.
So leave Stairway at Home. You don't want to go there because it starts off slow. But when he starts ripping those power chords, you want to back off. Don't go
there. And also, some of the lyrics might surprise you. I mean, you might expect to be singing, and there's a wino down the road, but the lyrics will come on the screen as we wind on down the road. You thought it referenced a wino, you'd get confused. You wouldn't know where to go.
It would be a conundrum to overcome, yes. But
vexing.
There's one interesting thing that KJ Mike was telling me was that any good karaoke KJ will help out someone who's in need. And he actually had an experience helping out a celebrity.
I had Drew Barrymore come up here and sing a song that she kind of got stuck on. It was a, you know, popular song. I sang a few lines behind her, and then she turned around and said, oh, thank you.
Let's say you've done well. Let's say everything went swimmingly. What inevitably happens is the crowd will yell for an encore. What do you do then?
Okay, well, what I'm going to tell you now is how to walk out forever a karaoke god. Okay. You have to whip out Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Off the Slippery When Wet LP, yes?
Yeah, Slippery When Wet, their seminal album there. So the song starts off slow. Whoa, 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 whoa. And then go, wow, 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 wow. And then, you know, you just kind of ease into the Johnny used to work on the docks with Donnie. I don't know. But then that's what the...
Johnny, yeah, yeah.
The thing is, Mike, is that the words are going to be up there. So you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to memorize it. Donnie used to, Johnny, whatever.
Whoever they tell you is working on the docks, maybe different bars have different versions. If it's a Japanese karaoke bar, it might be, you know, Wang Tu used to work on. It doesn't matter. You go with what they say.
Right. Whatever's up there, you read it. But then you just work onto it. And then you got to dig deep. You got to use your diaphragm because when you're belting out the, whoa, halfway there. And then you kind of,
whoa.
Right. You point to the crowd.
Living on a prayer.
Yeah. Point to the crowd. Say, whoa. And they'll take that cue. They know it's their time. So I'll try it one more time. Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, we're going to do it together?
I'm pointing to you. You're the crowd. I'm the karaoke guy.
Okay. So what am I doing? I'll just let the mood hit me. You do it.
Okay. Whoa. Halfway there. I'm pointing to you.
Whoa.
Living on a prayer. Yeah, now we're doing a duet. It all right, comes together, you know?
Oh, my God. You've prepared. You have showmanship. You're inside a duet. Everything you've talked about all ties up, just like the end of The Usual Suspects.
You do that, you walk off a champ. And that's what you want to do pretty much the end of every night. No matter what the activity is, you got to walk out a champ.
Well, Rob, that was a great one. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Mike.
And thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? Your guide to life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Alt, alt, alt.
Alt,